Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Let's begin.
It was a chilly October night when my friends and I decided to indulge in a late night craving at McDonald's. The golden arches glowed like beacons in the darkness, promising warmth and delicious comfort food. We piled into my car and headed for the drive-thru, our laughter and anticipation filling the vehicle. As we pulled up to the menu board, a static-filled voice greeted us, crackling through the speaker. We placed our orders. Nothing out of the ordinary, just the usual Big Macs, fries, and soft drinks. But as we waited at the window to pay, I noticed something strange. The restaurant's lights had dimmed, and a creeping sense of unease began to take root in the pit of my stomach. My friends in the back seat chatted away, oblivious to the growing tension. I strained to see inside the restaurant through the drive-thru window, but what I witnessed made my heart skip a beat. The restaurant was empty. Not just empty of customers, but devoid of any signs of life. The booths and tables were vacant, the familiar red and yellow decor bathed in an eerie half-light. It was as if the building itself had been abandoned, left to the whims of time. The employee at the window handed us our food without a word, their expression vacant. I took the bag and glanced at my friends. They seemed unperturbed, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something was deeply wrong. My trembling hands gripped the steering wheel as I navigated the dark parking lot to find a place to eat. We parked under a flickering streetlight, the feeble glow casting eerie shadows on our food. The unease in my stomach had grown into a full-blown sense of dread. I was about to voice my concerns when one of my friends took a bite of their burger. And that's when it happened. In the dim light of the car, I watched as their face contorted in horror. They pulled a half-eaten burger from their mouth, and to our collective shock, it was filled with writhing maggots. We all stared in horror at the vile sight before us. Without hesitation, we flung the contaminated food out of the window and scrambled out of the car. Panic set in as we realized that the parking lot around us was no longer the one we had driven into. The familiar surroundings had been replaced by an empty, desolate wasteland, shrouded in a thick, otherworldly fog. I tried to call 911, but there was no signal on my phone. The air had grown cold, and a sense of isolation closed in around us. We were trapped in this nightmarish void, our screams unheard by anyone. In the distance, I saw the McDonald's we had visited, standing alone in the eerie landscape. It beckoned us, its lights flickering like distant stars in a void. My friends, overcome with fear and desperation, started to walk towards it, their eyes glazed and empty. I knew I had to do something, anything to escape this nightmare. I grabbed their shoulders and shook them, shouting their names, but they remained unresponsive, lost to whatever malevolent force held us in its grip. I tried to run to escape the restaurant's lure, but an invisible force pulled me back, my feet rooted to the ground. And then, as quickly as it had all begun, it ended. I blinked, and the fog lifted, the empty wasteland replaced by the familiar surroundings of the McDonald's parking lot. My friends sat in the car, their expressions confused and disoriented. We drove away from that place, shaken and bewildered. We never spoke of the experience again, chalking it up to a bizarre shared hallucination. But the memory of that night still haunts me. The advice I offer to you is this: never underestimate the power of the unknown. The world is filled with mysteries that can turn a simple drive-through into a nightmarish journey. Stay vigilant, trust your instincts, and never let your guard down. For in the most mundane places, darkness can lurk, waiting to consume the unwary.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
It was a typical Saturday evening, and my family and I decided to treat ourselves to a meal at McDonald's. The fluorescent lights and the aroma of fast food greeted us as we stepped inside. My young daughter's eyes lit up with excitement as we placed our orders and received our trays filled with Happy Meals and fries. As we settled into our booth, I couldn't help but smile at the joy that a simple Happy Meal brought to my child. The colorful box contained the promise of a small toy, a chance to escape into a world of imagination. Little did we know that this Happy Meal would lead us down a dark and terrifying path. My daughter eagerly tore open her Happy Meal box, revealing a toy that resembled a miniature doll. It was dressed in a tattered antique outfit, and its eyes were pitch black, devoid of any color or life. A chill ran down my spine as I saw it, but my daughter was unfazed. She named the doll Sarah and played with it throughout the meal. However, as the evening wore on, strange things began to happen. Sarah, the eerie doll, seemed to take on a life of its own. It moved on its own accord, and I noticed it changing positions when my daughter wasn't looking. At first, I dismissed it as a mere trick of the light or an overactive imagination. But the unease in the restaurant grew. The lights flickered erratically, and a shadowy figure moved among the tables, unnoticed by the other patrons. I tried to draw my daughter's attention away from the doll, fearing it might be causing her distress, but she refused to let it go. She whispered to it as if it were a real friend, and the doll's pitch-black eyes seemed to watch me with a malevolent intent. The other diners had started to notice the bizarre occurrences too. Whispers filled the air, and a palpable tension gripped the room. As we prepared to leave, the unease in my chest had turned into sheer dread. I had to take the doll from my daughter, to remove it from our lives and put an end to this eerie nightmare. But when I reached out to grab it, the doll resisted. It fought back, and I felt a freezing cold radiating from its tiny form. Panic overcame me as I realized I couldn't separate the doll from my daughter's grip. The restaurant's lights dimmed, plunging us into near darkness. The shadowy figure, once hidden among the tables, had drawn closer. Its features remained shrouded, but a sense of malevolence emanated from it. It reached out towards us, and a deafening scream filled the air. The other patrons had noticed the figure now, and their panic mirrored my own. I pulled my daughter away from the Happy Meal and the haunting doll, not daring to look back. The restaurant's atmosphere had become oppressive, and as we fled through the trembling crowd, I knew we were escaping something far darker than we could comprehend. The advice I offer is this: sometimes it's better not to delve too deeply into the unknown. Objects that seem innocent can harbor malevolent forces, and what appears to be a simple Happy Meal toy can lead to a terrifying encounter. Trust your instincts, and when something feels amiss, don't hesitate to protect your loved ones. For in the most ordinary places, the extraordinary can manifest, bringing with it fear and dread beyond imagination. Night, and I found myself craving a midnight snack. McDonald's, with its glowing arches and familiar menu, beckoned to me. I pulled into the dimly lit parking lot, the only customer in sight. The eerie stillness hung in the air, as if the world had paused for a breath. I entered the restaurant, greeted by the faint hum of fluorescent lights and the scent of fried food. The place was empty, except for a lone employee behind the counter. Their eyes met mine, and I sensed a subtle unease in their gaze, but I brushed it off as fatigue. As I placed my order, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. The employee's eyes never left me, and their expression had shifted to one of dread. I grabbed my tray and found an isolated booth by the window, hoping for a quiet meal. I unwrapped my burger and took a bite, savoring the familiar taste. But my sense of unease grew stronger. The fluorescent lights overhead flickered, casting eerie shadows that danced on the restaurant's faded walls. And that's when I noticed them. A group of clowns stood at the entrance, their painted faces adorned with grotesque smiles. Their oversized shoes tapped rhythmically on the linoleum floor as they approached. Each clown held a balloon, but their cheerfulness seemed forced and unnatural. I stared in disbelief as the clowns drew nearer, The employee behind the counter seemed to cower in fear, avoiding eye contact with the eerie figures. The laughter that escaped their painted lips was hollow, sending shivers down my spine. A chill ran through me as they surrounded my booth. I was trapped, their malicious grins closing in on me. Their breath smelled of decay, and the laughter became increasingly manic, like a twisted symphony of madness. I tried to escape, to run from the clowns and their unsettling presence, but my legs refused to move. It was as if an invisible force held me in place, as if the restaurant itself conspired against me. One of the clowns extended a hand, its gloved fingers ending in sharp, pointed nails. I recoiled, but it was no use. The clown's icy touch grazed my cheek, sending a surge of terror through me. Its voice, though still forced, whispered in my ear, "Join us." And that's when I knew I had to fight back. With every ounce of willpower, I pushed the clown's hand away and bolted from the booth. The other patrons had become motionless, trapped in their own nightmarish encounters. I reached the exit, gasping for breath as I burst through the doors. The moonlight outside seemed brighter, purer, and I never looked back. I ran until I reached the safety of my car, my heart pounding and my mind racing. The advice I offer you is this: trust your instincts. When you sense something is amiss, don't dismiss it as paranoia. The world can be a strange and terrifying place, and sometimes the familiar can transform into a nightmare. Stay vigilant, and don't let the darkness of the night consume you, for there are things out there that defy explanation and reason, waiting to ensnare those who venture too close.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.